When I was in school, and I don't really know if this was a holdover from the 80s or not, but once a year we'd have Pledge Not to Do Drugs Day. You know, the teacher comes out and does all the anti-drug stuff. Drugs are bad for you. Don't be doing drugs. Don't smoke marijuana or Jesus will come out of your heart. And you're like, what? Oh, Jesus, you came out of my heart. What were you doing there? It's like, I don't know, man, but this shit was weird. I'm like, yeah. You know, or,
I know somebody who looked at a picture of heroin once, and then they sold the baby to buy more. And that baby grew up to be baby Hitler.
Because it's always, like, way overboard. So they'd put this dumbass sheet of paper, this, like, really colorful printout, because that makes it cool, because it's colorful. I don't want to do drugs, because that paper's colorful! I don't want to be on horse or smack because I signed that colorful paper. So they put it on the fucking wall or on the door. It was usually on the door or right by the fucking door, so you'd have to go see it. And then the teacher's like, okay, everybody, you can get up and go sign it if you want to pledge not or to be drug free this year. Needless to say, you know, it's high school and most people are just like, whatever. So everybody basically goes up and signs it. And, well, one of the things I always loved is the stoners would even always go up and sign it. And you're like, I know Dave there. He's going to be smoking on the corner. He's going to be smoking a joint on the corner right after school gets out. And when I was in high school, I was very much a nonconformist. So everybody else in the fucking class goes up one year and they sign it except for me. And the teacher's, you know, in front of the whole class, and she's like, Paul, aren't you going to sign it? I'm like, no. And she's like, oh, you don't want to pledge to be drug-free to avoid terrible, terrible drugs that could destroy your life like the rest of the class has? I'm like, nah, I want to keep my options open. And the thing is, it wasn't like I was going to run and do drugs. I wasn't like, yeah, I'm going to get my heroin fixed right now. Can we stop the class? Can we stop the class a second? I got to shoot up. Oh, that makes this bullshit class bearable. Because you know most of what you learn in school is bullshit. Most of it you never use, ever. It's dumb. It's so dumb. Even if you get the kids to go up and sign the paper, and usually you can because most kids are like, oh, whatever, I don't give a fuck. You know, it's just a stupid-ass dog and pony show, so a bunch of idiot-out-of-touch teachers, the social workers, and principals, and even some politicians can be like, oh, yes, we've helped stop drugs. We got someone to sign a pretty piece of paper. That'll solve their emotional problems that drugs won't. That'll solve the fact that their dad beats them, that they signed this paper. It's really out-of-touch people, you know? And even if you sign something like that, it has all the weight of a confession signed after torture, you know? Because someone was peer-pressured into it. So here on the door to the class, you know, is the colorful sign-up that you're not going to do drugs. And everybody else in the class has signed it except for me. And the teacher's trying to peer-pressure me into it. I'm like, I'm not going to do it. Because, trust me, when I was in school, peer pressure worked for me. It did not work on me. Those are stories I probably won't tell, but yes, I tell you what, peer pressure is great, kids, when you can make other dumb kids do the things that amuse you. That's all I'm saying. And so, some of the kids who were a little more sheltered and middle class than I were like, oh, you're not going to sign this? You're going to do drugs? And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm all over that. I need all the drugs I can get. I'm all the drugs all the time. I'm like, can you shove a crack rock up my nose? I was like, can you give me an 8-ball to shove up my rectum? Oh, that's the only thing that gets me high anymore. That and fapping to the Golden Girls. Oh, yeah. Rue McClanahan. Oh, man. That high's gonna last for all 5 minutes. I've been doing too much. Maybe that's why people my entire life have always thought I was on drugs or a stoner. All my life, in school and after that, people always assume I'm on drugs. And I don't know why. And that really always kind of pissed me off. The assumption that if you don't go sign this dumbass colorful sheet, like, look, it's got like 5 different colors, that you're not going to do drugs, that all of a sudden because you don't sign that, you're going to be like, I don't know, snorting babies. It's like, give me another baby, grind that baby up. Oh man, that was good. Oh, you got any Chinese babies? I hear they're the shit. I mean, that's crazy, man. Oh. You know, next, what do you need to have? Like, Pledge Not to Do Murder Day? In fact, that would maybe make more sense, at least in a place like Detroit. Zing. I love Detroit. You know, where you sign not to do murder, because, you know, that has all the weight of a legal document when you sign a colorful thing on the wall or the door at school. That's how you're really going to keep society in check. Because if you don't have kids signing, I'm not going to do drugs or I'm not going to do murder days, they're going to be running out in the streets murdering people. And the only way it would be worse is if they don't sign the murder sheet and the anti-drugs sheet. Because they're going to be out there murdering people with drugs. They're going to be beating people to death with drugs. Officer, it was terrible. I had to watch them beat my husband, Jonah. imagining him packing his eyeballs with Bud. Maybe his nose, then you could light it and suck it up the airways. That's a little gross. That's more than a little gross. Oh, and they cut off his head and made it a bong. If only someone had made those kids sign an anti-drug and anti-murder pledge.
My name is Paul Rodenberg. Thanks for listening. If you liked it, feel free to share it with your friends. If you hated it, share it with your enemies.